Home Ministry. We've got you covered. So Hope Radio, powering life-changing radio.
One Love Radio, radio just for you. Listen to One Love Radio anywhere, anytime. Download the One Love Zambia app on Google Play Store or listen live via our website, www.onelovezambia.com. It's radio like never before.
Is One Love Radio Chama on 102.3 FM.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio. From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
With the news on One Love Radio, my name is Kondwani Maplanga. The headlines. Five men have been charged for false claims that their private parts had disappeared. CCPC has urged consumers to know their rights. South African town divided over renaming after Robert Sobukwe. CAF Overton Senegal win, appeals board declares Morocco AFCON champions. And now the news in detail. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Mines, Hapenga Kabeta, has reaffirmed government's commitment to strengthening programs that enhance skills development, access to information and improved mining practices in the artisanal and small-scale mining subsector. He said the ministry is working to ensure the sector contributes meaningfully to national development through structured and sustainable approaches. Speaking during a validation workshop for update ASM training manuals, Mr. Kabeta noted that while copper production within the ASM subsector has shown positive improvements, there is an urgent need for similar progress in gold production.
Acceptable that in a peaceful country like Zambia, we have so much level of irregularity, which is a potential threat to national security. Ladies and gentlemen, allow me to encourage all participants to actively engage in the discussions during this workshop. Your insights and recommendations will be critical in ensuring that the final manuals are practical, effective, and fully responsive to the needs of the sector. We must also ensure that these manuals promote gender mainstreaming, allowing women and youth to fully participate in the mining sector. Let us work together to ensure that the outcome of this workshop contributes to the development of a safer, more productive, and more sustainable artisanal and small-scale mining subsector in Zambia.
Meanwhile, a representative of the Resolve Initiative, Danny Musenga, highlighted the collaborative process behind the development of the update ASM training manual and the training of trainers TOT manual.
Of course, our journey began in Kabwe, where we brought together government officials, mainly from the Ministry of Mines, not only the Ministry of Mines, but other key ministries, representatives, sector stakeholders, such as the cooperatives themselves, because we wanted them to have a voice in what we are doing. Because remember, I said this is a co-design, we are co-designing. So we brought key stakeholders themselves to come and give a voice, in order to align on the purpose, not only the purpose, but also the scope of this initiative. So this workshop lasted 5 days, 5 intensive days, and the following were the key outcomes that emerged.
The Zambia Police Service has charged five men in connection with false claims that their private parts had disappeared after being tapped on the shoulder in Chingola. Police Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilavi says the development follows earlier reports made on March 14, 2026 at Chingola Central Police Station by the five complainants. Mr. Chilavi has identified the suspects as Mambwe, aged 45, Mwansa, 24, Walia, 26, Sichalwe, 21, and Guvuru, 35. He has explained that the five men were issued with medical report forms and later underwent medical examinations which did not support their claims. He further says following investigations, the suspects were detained on March 16, 2026 and have since been formally charged with giving false information to a public officer. In a related development, the 61-year-old man who had initially been accused of tapping the complainants has also filed a complaint of assault against one of the suspects and the victim, identified as Kapansa, reported that he was assaulted during the incident, prompting police to issue a medical report form. Now, the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, CCPC, has urged consumers to know their rights to avoid being taken advantage of. CCPC research analyst George Manda has advised consumers to always ensure they pay the displayed a price and not a different price. Mr. Manda has also informed consumers to report companies that put the no refund policy, as it is not permitted.
Without a consumer being protected, the market spirals out of control. You have all these issues where consumers are not satisfied with the products they get. You have all these healthy issues that come up due to the defective products that might be on the market. See, when we're talking about protecting consumers, the commission ensures that when the consumer goes out there to shop, they are protected from unsafe products. They're protected from unfair trading practices, and they're protected from misleading advertisements which might be there. Mm-hmm. So the commission ensures that a consumer is protected. And this is a message that we try to preach out there to the consumers out there, to say that the commission is here for you, just so whenever you are shopping, when you see a product is defective, you go in a shop, maybe you buy a product and you realize that this product is expired. Mm. Please do not stop there. They might redress that issue with you. Maybe they give you a different product and everything.
Now, the European Union EU delegation to Zambia and the Common Market for Eastern and Southern Africa, COMESA, have pledged continued support to Zambia's mineral value chain through strategies such as enhanced joint ventures between Zambian and European partners. EU team leader for social sectors, governance and critical raw materials, Mr. Bogdan Stefanescu, congratulated the government of Zambia on establishing the Minerals Regulation Commission, MRC, an independent body mandated to regulate and monitor compliance in the mining sector. During a courtesy call on MRC, Director General Dr. Tom Hara described the commission as a key step toward strengthening mining operations and promoting value addition. Mr. Stefanescu noted that the EU is implementing projects worth 16 million euros in Zambia, focusing on skills development for artisanal miners, access to justice and company formalization. He added that the EU is interested in providing market access for products from Zambia's critical minerals value chain. Now, including electric vehicle battery components, and reaffirmed its commitment to attracting further investment and supporting MRC operations through initiatives in partnership with other cooperating partners. Prominent lawyer Dickson Jere has been urged to contest the Lusaka Central Constituency parliamentary elections by Lusaka residents. Mr. Jere, a resident of Lusaka Central who runs his law firm there, is seen as a strong candidate with deep ties to the constituency. Meanwhile, US-based economist and UPND supporter George Mutonga has openly endorsed Jere, stressing the need for moderate voices in parliament. Mutonga says the government does not always get it right and parliament needs respected figures who can confidently say when a bill is good or bad. He has emphasized that Jere is the kind of moderate politician who can see both sides of an argument without favor. He further believes Jere's candidacy would strengthen democratic debate and accountability in Zambia. Nalolo Town